If you're looking for your next travel assignment, Fusion Marketplace can make it faster and easier to get the job you want. As a platform with multiple agencies under one roof, Fusion Marketplace gives you more transparency, more options, and all the facts up front before you even apply. Download the app now or go to FusionMarketplace.com.
You're listening to Travel Nursing and Allied Life, hosted by Travcon. Welcome to the Exhibitor Minute of our podcast. This week, we have Jermaine Reed with us from Medical Edge Recruitment. He's the president and COO and a longtime veteran of the industry. Thank you so much for joining us, Jermaine.
Thanks for having me.
Now, where are you coming in from? Where's Medical Edge Recruitment based?
So we're based out of the Woodlands, Texas. So we've been established since 2014 here in the Houston, just outside of the Houston area. And I have been with Medical Edge on a relaunch as part of the managing owner and operator since May 2nd of 2016.
Oh, nice. So a long time.
Yes.
And what sets Medical Edge Recruitment apart? Because there's so many companies that a traveler could go for. You know, what would set them apart to go with Medical Edge?
Well, I think our approach to service, our goal is to not be transactional, right? My experience of being in medical recruitment and staffing has over the last almost 20 plus years, I've seen a lot of interactions that recruiters have with nurses and providers. And a lot of those interactions are very transactional, but either the provider is trying to get something from the recruiter, the recruiter's trying to get something from them. But our main mode of operation is to understand who we're talking to on the other end of the phone, making a connection, building a rapport, and really understanding what the needs are and why our providers are traveling.
And everyone's happier that way. You know, if you're actually listening to the needs of the traveler, these three things are super important to me, you know, that goes a long way.
It does. I mean, and as part of our training, when our recruiters come to Medical Edge, we have 5 weeks of training whereby we give them industry knowledge and they get to understand from our director of clinical services, who was a travel nurse, what it's like from her perspective. They get to understand about the industry, why there's a shortage, what's going on in the industry. And then they get to understand how we do things at Medical Edge with connected and caring, right? Caring about who we have on the other end of that phone, building a relationship, identifying creatively what problems could potentially come up and how do we solve those, and just making sure that they're committed to working with us and we're going to invest in them, and that it's a two-way street, right? Because they're interviewing us as an agency as well as we're interviewing them to see if they're actually a good fit for Medical Edge. Because not every provider is going to match what we're looking for, and that's okay. But and we can help them be successful with other agencies that might be a better fit for them, based on what their needs are. And I think us identifying that in the front end of that allows us to still add value to the provider. They just necessarily won't be working with us or through us.
Do you specialize in certain areas or do you staff all through the U.S.?
We staff all through the U.S. And we're expanding where our geographical location, present, and footprint's going to look like as we grow. I think there's a key focus on agencies in terms of the states and what the requirements are for agencies to be in certain states. And so we're evaluating based on that information, based on where we feel our clients have the most need, and then also where we feel like we can have success. But of course, the main areas of California, Texas, Florida, Colorado are the hot spots that we've seen in New York, of course, that we feel like we can have a great success with placing our providers in those markets.
Nice. I know you staff travel nurses, but how about any of the other occupations, the allied professions, the advanced practice? How about those?
So the allied professions are something that we're expanding into and doing more of. And looking at the research, I know that they're expecting, you know, a multi-billion dollar growth within the allied space. And we're starting to see a lot of our direct clients, as well as MSP clients and government contracts, actually request a lot of the therapies in the allied sector of business. And so we're picking up and developing our own vertical within Medical Edge to be able to meet that need and demand.
Excellent. Now, you're in the midst of it. You've got your fingers right in the middle of all the job opportunities that are going on, and it's a constantly moving target. So I always like to find out sort of the inside scoop. Right now, we're recording this basically almost after the longest day of the year, June 22nd now.
Yeah.
What's the state of affairs in the U.S. with the staffing industry now? What's hot? What's not? What's growing? What's fading off? What's happening right now?
Well, I think it's from what we've seen in terms of the job volume, right? I think the rates are adjusting a little bit down because of, you know, COVID, and then the market kind of offset in terms of the rates. But in terms of the volume of jobs, we still see a high volume of activity of jobs. Of course, the ICU roles are coming down a little bit. Some of the ER, you start to see, again, Allied being a hotbed of opportunity that's going to be out there. But it's the volume's still there. It's just a matter of, I think the market's kind of adjusting to a different compensation package, right? And what that looks like. So we still have a lot of travelers still seeking to go where they can get a huge value or a desirable location that's going to give them a huge value in terms of working out there.
It's good to see the demand is still there. The volume is still there. Are all the operating rooms, is that in full swing?
It's funny you say that. We've had an influx of needs for the ICU, but also the OR needs start to pick up a little bit with them coming back. So with kind of full elective surgeries and things of that nature coming back into play with COVID being managed in a different way now.
One thing I wanted to get your perspective on, because you've been in the industry a long time, you've been with medical edge recruitment pre-COVID 2016.
Yeah.
So if packages have really fluctuated, obviously, in the last few years, if you were to put COVID packages at its peak at a 10, okay, because COVID, basically there was a 10 and then COVID adjusted that 10 and put the 10 way up here.
Right.
So can you give us a overall glimpse, because there's a lot of travelers that have come in during COVID and they think these are normal packages. And now they're like, what? I got to get less than this. So can you give a bit of perspective on packages, put them on a scale of 0 to 10 with COVID being 10, what it was pre-COVID and where it is now as a perspective?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think we're in an interesting situation. Sorry to indirectly answer the question. I think we're still in a huge situation where our economy and where we are. So even though COVID packages are starting to come down, there haven't, and if COVID was at the 10, I think the packages that we're seeing now are probably somewhere around a 7, right? Whereby with gas prices currently where we are today, and just the cost of living being at a different point, the packages have kind of leveled off, I think, at like from a scale of 1 to 10, about a 7. I think pre-COVID, if you're on that same scale, they're probably somewhere about a four to three, right?
Yeah.
I look at and I always gauge the CNA level of packages and what CNAs make versus relative to LVNs, LPNs, and RNs, and then the specialties. And it's so interesting, you see kind of those. The CNA level getting paid what, you know, some of the LVNs were getting paid,
right.
and then the scale that goes up, right? So it goes the LVN, the RN have just kind of skyrocketed based on the specialty. So we've seen that adjust down. They're still higher rates, and I think they're probably going to level off because travel is still expensive to travel, and to get those resources, to entice those resources to come, to make sure that you can provide the service you need. A lot of our partners are evaluating what those rates look like and probably level off a little bit at about a 7, just to make sure that it's still an attractive opportunity for a nurse with the skill set that they want to come in and provide care.
Yeah, because the demand is still there. The need is still there.
Absolutely.
And what you summarize is pretty much what I've heard too, is we are still getting paid better than what we were pre-COVID. Like right. It really helped the package rates. Yeah. And those that came in during COVID don't quite realize it used to be much, much lower. So we're still better off, even though rates have come down from the crazy amounts, they really weren't sustainable at that level.
Correct.
So yes, it's lower, but it's not as low as it was just a few years ago, which is good because we are paying more for gas and more for rent and all of that. But yeah, that's a good perspective to know. We're not as bad as we were a few years ago. We've come down, but we're still much higher than we were just a few years ago.
And we always evaluate that, especially with our direct clients, having conversations, right? Meaningful conversations from a partnership of what do we think? What are we seeing? Because we have access to thousands of jobs, right? So we get a lot of data points and a lot of touch points and conversations with providers from all different, you know, sectors of the healthcare spectrum, and just evaluating what the market is saying and then what the demand is and what our partners actually can have an appetite to afford. Just making sure that we're in a good part of the market with our rates so that we can attract talent, but also have it where it can be sustainable.
That's
important, especially for new travelers. Yeah. And I think in general, right, the more information we can provide our staff of what to expect, why they're doing certain things, mm-hmm. that puts them in the it's kind of the pre-orientation that we have an orientation checklist, right? And we talk about how they're going to mobilize, when are they mobilizing, what is their plan for the 2 weeks of credentialing leading up to them mobilizing, what things do they need to get in order prior to leaving, what type of setup do they need in terms of where they're going to be staying, do they normally travel and have like a kitchenette, or are they bringing certain things with them, with pets, or so we try to get this information so that the experience that we create for our providers is they feel supported, they feel valued, and they feel like they have somebody who's actually along with them, even though we're 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Right. We're with them kind of on this journey.
What do you find when you're working with a traveler? What is the one thing they tend to forget the most, or something that would help them, if they could organize in advance, would make your job a little bit easier in order to get the position?
So I think the one thing that usually is a barrier to start, really is that speed to market, is usually the vaccinations and immunizations.
Oh.
Having that information readily available, COVID status is a big one, flu, whatever the season, or like TB, flu, MMR, varicella, those things are always a challenge to verify by our team, and then certain partners require some nuances that go along with it. But if we have that information up front and it's organized, it's concise, it's legible, right? Legible, that we know exactly, hey, right away, you need the titers for this particular set of credentialing. We're going to help you with that so that we know up front that this is something we can do, and we'll get that, as opposed to us getting those at a later part of the process. And then that becoming a delay, which is a frustration to not only the provider, but to our partners, right? Is like, you knew this was going to be something that was going to come up. Why wasn't this addressed earlier? And it's like, well, we're trying to get this from the providers, but I get it, right? There's a lot that's going on. You're experiencing a lot of excitement between you transitioning between a contract, you're spending time with family, you're taking care of affairs, or you're maybe mobilizing for the first time. So there's that anxiety of those, like the donut hole of one assignment to the next. And a lot of that is, I'll give it to you when I get a chance, but having that organized in a concise way of the whatever resume that you have that we can kind of use to build from, and then being organized with the immunizations and vaccinations is a huge, huge thing for us that we can actually, okay, we know what we're looking at. We know which ones that we'll have to get fixed or corrected ahead of time. And then that allows us to have the time that we need within that 2 week window to actually make sure that you can mobilize on time, start on time, and then enter the facility with less stress. And it's an easier, seamless process.
Good to know. Okay. So get your vaccinations in order, and that's going to expedite things a lot. Okay, good. Thank you. I want to switch topics now and talk about a really exciting event that's coming up in September. Last year was your first TravCon.
It was amazing time.
It was so cool. You guys did the the pro headshot. So if somebody wanted like a professional headshot where you could do, you know, you can put it up on your LinkedIn or something like that, you had that ready to go. And then you turned it in also into something fun so they could just have something fun with it. How was your experience last year at TravCon?
It was great. We really didn't know what to expect. We were talking about before, I've been to a lot of, trade shows, quote unquote, trade shows and events. And this one was really fun. It was probably the most fun I've ever had at one of the events. And you're right, it was supposed to be a professional headshot booth, but it quickly transformed into a social media setup, which is completely fine with us, right? Our goal is to make organic connections and have conversations that are going to be meaningful for us to really understand who is there, what travelers are there, what they were looking for, if it was their first assignment or is going to be their, they're a veteran traveler, just to really understand and learn from them of what support and what value means to the community of travelers. I think as agencies and providers, we have a lot of assumptions that we think we know what's going on, but really having some conversations. So TravCon gave us the opportunity to have fun, but also to make some connections and really establish some relationships and understand really where the market was. And so it is rare that you can do a number of different things at once. And so that was really exciting for us. We had six people last year and we made the investment to be a larger sponsor this upcoming year. So we'll have 10 people there this year. And we actually have a double booth and we're looking forward to getting as wild as and crazy as we can to make some more connections and establish some relationships.
Yeah, because you really can't do that anywhere else. You know, everything that you do throughout the year is by phone or by email or by texting. You do the best you can to get, a good, solid understanding and relationship with your travelers. But that one-on-one, you can get more done in 5 minutes of a conversation than you can over multiple emails. So
absolutely. And we're going to, I think we learned to be more prepared to actually have some, I think we were caught off guard as to how many great conversations that we were going to have that could actually have from an agency standpoint, they actually could have been a quick conversion to a contract. So I think the people who attend, the travelers who attend are really looking. There's you guys do a great job of identifying people who are going to attend, who are looking for assignments, and so us really taking advantage of that this year of being prepared to be able to discuss at whatever length is required to really understand, hey, these are assignments that we can get you converted to and get you on and set up. And it was actually more of a recruiting event than I thought it was going to be. So it was a learning experience for us to really drive that initiative and be able to have those conversations, make those connections, learn from them, but actually also get them on assignments, which is great, especially from a business owner standpoint. There's a high return on investment for us too.
Well, we actually kept track of how many people were signing up for contracts at the event or within a week after the event. We were actually blown away with how many. You got to think, we had probably 50 people say that they either signed a contract or did the interview or that sort of thing. And that was only probably a fraction of how many actually did it. Those were just the ones that responded. We did a drawing and there were so many that put in their name. We actually gave away $2,000 prizes instead of just one. And so that was really cool to see how many, not only how many connections were being made, but how many contracts were getting signed. Yes. They're like, hey, I like you. This works. It's great. I need a job now. Let's go for it. Or, what typically happens is travelers might be in the middle of their assignment or they might not need it until November. They're still, even if they don't sign a contract, they're still putting you on their short list. So when they need the next contract, then they're pulling out, who did I meet? I remember this one. This one was really cool. And so that's what it's there for.
Absolutely. And I think, for us, it's intentional in terms of our swag, what we have in terms of our brand and wearables, so that people remember the conversations that, because they are in between contracts and you never know when that's going to come back. But having that relationship with the recruiter, the follow-up, the connection is so valuable and so important. And that's really what you can foster and really cultivate with FabCon. So we really enjoy that, and that's why we have more people coming, and we're strategic in terms of how we structure our booth setup so that we can really spend time with those who are looking for media contracts, and then qualifying individuals in terms of following up with those who are in a contract, who might be ending in a week or two, or even down the road. So we're going to be better equipped to provide a better service to the travelers, but also, well, of course, we love having fun as an agency as well. So we're looking forward to that after party as well.
And you're not only a platinum sponsor this year, which is amazing. So then you also get to take part in Newbie Boot Camp. Yes. So Newbie Boot Camp is the day before. It's Sunday. It's a whole separate session available for those who are either thinking about traveling, they haven't started yet, or they've started and they're like into it for about a year. We kind of lay out the whole groundwork on Newbie Boot Camp, and you're a part of that. And then after Newbie Boot Camp, then there's like a big reception where they can just kind of talk about what they learned that day, talk with each other. You can all be a part of that, which is great. Then you're finishing up and you're doing the after party, which is the most amazing event at a super cool venue. It's a rooftop bar. It's just amazing. You'll love it to be able to be there. And travelers, you're going to be able to say to them, hey, we'll see you at the after party. And there's only nine sponsors for the after party. So that's really cool.
We saw a huge value in that last year because we had a lot of travelers and attendees ask us if we were going to, be at the after party.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things in terms of evaluating, what we're going to do this upcoming year from last year. And that was a no-brainer for us, right? We know that this is a valuable conference for us from a relationship standpoint, just market understanding, market research. But, just bringing our group in, recruiters who can connect and bring that information back to the organization, train our other recruiters on that information. It's the structure, what you guys laid out is phenomenal. And us being a part of those different pieces and elements, I think were vital for us that we felt like we missed out from last year. So it was very key for us to get that set up and structure for this year. One thing that we're going to be doing, and we're always looking at our current travelers and how we value them. And so we're actually bringing one of our travelers to TravCon this year. And we're going to look to actually do more with how we take different travelers across the country that we have, and probably bring more of our travelers to TravCon. Now there's a risk. There's a risk of them getting exposed to other agencies, but I think it's more about us taking that risk and showing, hey, there's a whole travel community out there. There's things you can learn from them that we may not, be able to share with you. But I think it's valuable as other potential travelers or veteran travelers are with us, connecting with us, they can actually see firsthand the testimonials of people who work with Medical Edge and what the difference is.
Yeah,
it's one thing to articulate that from our perspective as an agency, but to have people to say those things in a very honest, matter-of-fact way, in a relaxed setting, carries more weight. So this year we sponsored one nurse, but as we move forward, we're going to be looking at bringing in nurses from all over the country to be able to do that and have a big celebration and really just celebrate them.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back. Thank you so much. The travelers thank you because you're subsidizing their tickets. We can keep their tickets nice and affordable. So thank you so much for all your support. We look forward to seeing you in September at TravCon. The travelers can find you there as well. Medical Edge Recruitment. Tune in to us in a couple of weeks and we'll be back with the next episode. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Travel Nursing and Allied Life. You can find the full show notes below or at TravCon.org. Please help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fusion Marketplace is a traveler-first platform that puts you in control of your career. Search for healthcare jobs across multiple staffing agencies all in one place by downloading the app today or visiting FusionMarketplace.com.